cut it off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Oh, precious Father, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we decrease, that the Spirit of the Lord in us increase, that you may move the way that you see fit. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. We mind of all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for forgiving us of any sin that so easily beset us. We just shake it off, put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah, Lord, that you would cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book Hebrew, Hebrew 12, verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. And also here in the book of, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 11. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about keeping the fire of God burning bright in your life. Keeping the fire of God burning bright in your life. Through the use of the internet, we are able to preach and teach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Believers in Christ, if you want to stay on fire for God, you must pray continuously and daily. The word of God is good, and is good all the time. Yes, in order to keep the fire of God burning bright in your life, it is time to get fired up for him. Yes, child of God, if you are driven with a passion that is started with by fire, passion is an inward fire of your outward desires. Whatever fire you up becomes your passion, and whatever is your passion determines your desire. Yes, beloved, when the call of God is inside of you, you are going to be so fired up that you cannot keep it to yourself. I'm reminded of the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 20, verse 9, the B clause of the verse says, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve is awesome. He's awesome. He sits high, but he looks low. We are reminded again about how important it is to pray. Prayer should be done continuously on a daily basis. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, let us know to pray without ceasing. As a follower of Christ, you ought to remain in an attitude of prayer, though not always praying audibly. Yes, people of God, prayer is the link which allow us to commune with God and with his spirit. To be on fire for God, you must allow him to burn bright inside of you, bright and hot inside of you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he never slumber nor sleep. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So, beloved, your spiritual man must pray in order to survive spiritually. Here, Jesus instructs his disciples in the book of Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, which says that men are always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Yes, people of God, in the midst of being busy, of being tired, feeling self-pity, worry, discouragement, and distraction, you must maintain a zeal, a passion for the things of God. Yes, people of God, in order to accomplish this, we must spend time in prayer. I'm not talking about a microwave prayer. I'm talking about intensive prayer, praying until something happens, praying until you feel the peace of God that surpasses all understanding dwelling in your life. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, another thing that we must do, we must read the Word of God, our Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth on a daily basis. We are reminded in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, right and dividing the word of truth. Yes, beloved, we must praise God for all that he is doing in our lives. Bible says in Psalm 150, verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him when things are going good. Praise him when things are not going as good as we would like. Praise him. He's during the midnight hour. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, because he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he is a good God. He's a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet all each and every need. Yes, child of God, another thing that we must do in 2024 is to associate ourselves with people who are on fire for God. Yes, beloved, for a reminder, prayer will always precede, hallelujah, fire. Precede means to come before. Yes, prayer always sparks divine intervention in human affairs. Yes, I'm going to say that again. Prayer always sparks divine intervention in human affairs. Yes, beloved, every great revival begins with a core group of believers who begun to pray in one heart and in one accord. You see, without prayer, you will never stay on fire for God. Because here, the word says that in Psalm 119, 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So, beloved, God's word is the fire that leads and guides us on the path of righteousness. We're also reminded of what Romans 10, 17 says. So that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes, beloved, hearing the word builds up faith inside of us. God's word will build us up inside as a Christian until he or her is burning hot and bright. When a person has enough of God's word built up inside, the word of God will begin to be spoken. We are reminded in the book of Matthew 12, verse 34, the B clause of the verse says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." So keep the fire of God burning bright and high in your life. Just tell God, praising God, keep the fire burning bright. Believers in Christ, when you begin to praise God very strongly, it stirs up the fire, the spiritual fire within you. So in the midst of difficulties, trials, and setbacks, praising God and worshiping Him will keep the fire, your spiritual fire, burning hot and bright in 2024. Yes, beloved, praise prepares our heart for the fire. It also rekindles, stir up a fire that has started to cool off in our lives. Praise and enable us to keep the fire of God burning bright and hot. Again, we're reminded in Psalms 150, verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Child of God, in order to keep the spiritual fire of God burning bright and hot in your life, you got to be around people who are on fire themselves. Yes, beloved, always remember this. In 2024, the people you associate with will determine the level of your passion. You see, lukewarm people are often critical of radical followers of Jesus Christ. So, believer in Christ, the best way to stay on fire for God is to be around people who are zealous, passionate for the things of God. Your life will become a reflection of the people that you spend time with. You are the one who must make a choice in 2024. You see, a group of believers can join together and will accomplish great things for God if they're in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. Yes, you will become like those around you. So stay near people who have energy, intensity, and zeal, passion for God and His agenda, and you will be on fire as well. Remember this, in 2024, praying, reading your Bible daily, on a daily basis, praising God, and associating yourself with fired up Christians are all essential ingredients needed for remaining in God's presence, because in His presence, all things are possible to them that believe. So keep the fire of God burning bright and hot in your life in 2024. My brothers and sisters in Christ, do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in the spirit, serving God. Remember that our God is a consuming fire. So keep your spiritual fire burning bright and hot in 2024. Seek God first. It's just a plain obedience, and God will bless your obedience. He will reward you, because Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Yes, beloved, ask the Lord to help you live on fire for Him. The word of God let us know in the book of John 15, verse 5, it says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Yes, beloved, Everything we do, absolutely everything, requires God's help. You cannot do anything at all without him. Can I get an amen? Somebody. Yeah, hallelujah. Because God is good and worthy to be praised. On a spiritual basis, we need God's help. Even in the natural, we need him because there are things that we will face in 2024 that we need the wisdom of God, hallelujah, to direct us, that the Holy Spirit lead us, that we may be on the right path in order to be successful in the things of God, in order to be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I'm reminded when Jesus reassure us that in the book of John 6, verse 44, it says, no man can come to me except the Father which have sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, that Jesus is our set example that we must follow. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, ask God, your Father, to help you stay on fire. Hallelujah. To stoke, hallelujah, to stir up the anointing in your life, to stir up the gift that he have already placed within you. Keeping your spirits of fire burning in 2024 is extremely important for these times that we are living in, time of difficulties, or times that we haven't passed this way before. Yes, time is wrapping up. We don't know when, the hour, or the second. We don't know, but one thing that we do know, that Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. So make sure, beloved, that you, as a follower of Christ, will attend a local fired up, passionate a church every week in person, if you are able. Hallelujah. We are reminded of what Hebrews 10:25 says. Us not forsake the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Yes, beloved, the church is a body interacting. It is not merely a dispensary of spiritual food and medicine. So people of God, when we worship in person with other believers at a local church assembly, our spiritual fire gets stirred up. It gets stirred up. Hallelujah. Because we are in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. So believe in Christ, there is no substitute for the in-person, hallelujah, an anointing of the Spirit of God, the fire, worship, the word, and discipline and discipleship that we get in person in a church assembly. So go to church in 2024 if y'all are able. Hallelujah. Keep your fire, your spiritual fire, burning for Jesus. Beloved, the lifestyle of fire refers to a lifestyle of prayer and fasting. I'm reminded in the scripture it says that this kind come out only through prayer and fasting. Child of God, fasting is a voluntary offering to the Lord. True fasting happens when we get our heart right before the Lord by offering him something meaningful to him in order to spend meaningful to us in order to spend more time with God, the Father, the one that made us, the creator of heaven and earth. Yes, beloved, for an example, we can try fasting from a meal. from one meal. Or, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we can give up our Facebook, hallelujah, television time, or even fun activities with other friends and family for a period of time, use it as a sacrificial offering to the Lord. Well, we can get boldly, we can come boldly to the throne of God in that name that's above every other name, in the name of Jesus. And we can have a little talk with Jesus in our prayer closet. We can commune with God the Father, but as he speaks in our spirit, when we do that, God will always answer us. He will always bless us. He will reward us for our sacrificial offering unto him. So surround yourself, hallelujah, during that time. Surround yourself with spiritual worship music, hallelujah. Listen to the music as much as you can during the time, during the time of prayer and fasting and during the day, because it will really stir you up and your spirits of fire within. You see, prayer, again, is important, and it is a must to do each and every day of our lives. We are reminded here in Luke 18, verse 1, again, the B clause of the verse says that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. So, beloved, everything you do can be accomplished by prayer. Feed yourself with the word of God, no matter where you are today in your relationship with God and his word. You can get even more fired up on a spiritual basis. Yes, beloved, in order to keep your spiritual fire burning, prayer and fasting should be observed regularly. Hallelujah. Prayer is what sustains the fire and make it bright and hot always. So keep your spiritual fire, hallelujah, burning. It is time for you and I to really, hallelujah, do what God has called us to do. Take our assignment that he has tailor-made for us seriously. Go beyond the four walls of a building into the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ask the Lord, pray. Ask the Lord to lead, guide, and direct you. Be bold enough to speak. Hallelujah. Let them know there's a better way. To let them know that God, hallelujah, has a way that is, hallelujah, he has a way that is better than the way that they are living. Hallelujah. For them to come to him, tore up from the floor. Let them come to him just the way they are. And God loves us so much that he doesn't, hallelujah, he doesn't reject those that are serious enough to come to him, those that are fully, wholeheartedly, and wants to continuously, hallelujah, do right in his eyesight. Let them repent of their sin, make a 180-degree turn, and come to him, humbling themselves in spirit and in truth. Let him know how sorry they are for the sins that they have committed, and they are ready to, hallelujah, to cross over and become a child of God. After they repent of their sin, let them come to a place where they can make a confession of faith and a belief. According to Romans 10:13, that says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. And Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says, that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, beloved, when the fire of God, when your spiritual fire comes inside of you, it will cleanse, it will purify, it will sanctify. Hallelujah. And it will deliver an atmosphere it will deliver an atmosphere and an attitude of doing something for the power or for the will of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm reminded of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. It says, beloved, above all things, I wish thou wilt. Hallelujah. I am reminded to that Romans 12 and 1 says, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is, according to Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. So, beloved, as we get serious about, hallelujah, being tangled up, wrapped up, tied up in the things of God, as God is working on us, and we're going through the process, let us draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to us. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember, hallelujah, that in order for you to be on fire for the Lord, you must have a level of expectation and potential that you want to do better in 2024. Yes, believer in Christ, your desire lies in your spiritual fire for the Lord, for God and his kingdom agenda. So people of God, through the trials and tribulations of our lives, our desire is being tested. It's being tested to see how we will stand. It's easy to say something with your lips, but it's another thing to stand and go through on what you say. So believer in Christ, it is time to get on fire for God, for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Here in Psalms 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. So, beloved, worship is an event and a lifestyle that we must do on a daily basis. Yes, worshiping God and honoring him with our whole self goes beyond a once a week occurrence. You see, worship should be done on a daily basis. Give God what is his. Give him your life for Christ, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. He is our set example that we should want to, hallelujah, that we should want to follow in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember this, that our God is a consuming fire. So people of God, the fire of God is the burning passion which exists in the hearts of those who are committed to serving God. Is that you today, tonight, in the name of Jesus? Remember, we must pray. Remember, we must read God's word. Remember, we must praise him and worship him. Our God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must attend a local Bible-believing assembly where we can come together in one heart, one mind, and one accord, praising God for the goodness, for his goodness, his grace and love, exalting one another, encouraging one another in the Lord in 2024. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory and honor belongs to him. Remember, in 2024, be not slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We just hope and pray that something we say will keep you going in 2024.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Unfortunately, Apostle has a preaching engagement this evening, so we will be cutting the broadcast short today. If you've enjoyed the broadcast today and you've learned something that you can use in your life, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. And for those of you who are supporting us, we greatly appreciate it. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.